obviously it's over a boy. I'm guessing. What do you? Why do they fight, Anav? What is happening to me? I might like I feel like I might be talking too much.
100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, man.
I'm having anxiety, surgery anxiety.
Why?
I don't know.
But you already had surgery.
I know, but I'm having anxiety that I, because I got my physical therapist went in and really massaged in there.
Yeah.
And it feels weird. And so, do you ever have
nerve damage?
Yeah, but like, do you ever have anxiety that you're fucking up? Like, remember when Ellis jumped on your arm?
Oh my God.
And do you have, is that like, go, does that keep you up at night?
No, it's more like in those moments in that day. And I've had, people like hit me in the arm where I'm like right where they had the surgery take place for the nerve. And I'm like, fuck.
I met someone else who had nerve surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's back to where it was pre-surgery.
That's great.
And then they're like, now it should just keep improving. But I still, it's weird. I have numbness all through my hand.
Really?
Well, not all the hand, but like thumb, index, middle, and then this part.
Do you want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
Last night I was watching you eat, and I was trying to see if your pinkies were the same size.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I want to make sure that your pinkies are the same size. They are. You have weird hands, but they are.
They're weird?
Yeah. They're. You have skinny fingers.
Yeah.
Like, you have oddly skinny fingers, like Ichabod Crane fingers.
They are skinny.
But like right now, I have like weird feelings in here, and I think he's like, yeah, you got to break up the fascia. That's a lot of what I do, is I break up the fascia, and it just is. I go, just don't, part of me goes, just don't. No one fuck with it, and then I'll just do things my way. I know that's not the right way, but like even like working out, I get nervous doing tricep extensions. Because I'm gonna drink. You know what? I've had a fucking day, and it hadn't even started. You ready for a great idea?
Yeah.
I'm going to brand us. This is a brilliant idea. We are going to take the names and assign them to characteristics, and then that will be the name you call that thing.
I don't even know what you mean.
So, do you understand how a white woman getting upset is now called a Karen?
Right, yes.
We're going to name everybody. Whores, people that are too slow. We're going to name everybody. Stupid people get a name.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So let's find the characteristics first, and then we pick the name to assign to that person.
And label them that.
And then, give me a characteristic that you've seen in people.
Yeah.
Where you go, like someone who's just not paying attention, just slow as fucking shit, driving slow. Like someone.
Oh,
like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. Someone who's just like on their phone in traffic, like that energy of like they're not like,
and they're missing everything.
Yeah. Go buy them. What is that guy? Let's name that person. First of all, let's think of someone we know that does that a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we give that name to that person.
I don't know if I know someone that does that, but you see that all the time.
Okay, then let's pull up American names. Let's do the 10 most popular American names.
Men's?
Men's, should we go men's and women?
Well, there's going to be different lists.
Okay. I think that person should get a man's name.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fucking Oliver. Oliver's a good one for that one.
Oliver
look
is good.
Look at fucking
for that.
Oliver over here on his fucking cell phone.
That's really good.
Okay,
for that.
All right. We got one.
Yeah.
Someone who's just not paying attention. Someone that's slowing you down is called an Oliver. Here we go.
Driving 40 on the freeway.
Driving fucking Oliver just got to this country. Thinks we should be on the other side of the fucking
pond.
Doesn't know how to drive in our country. Oliver's a great one.
Okay.
What's another person? Let's go. someone who
what about like really arrogant, like full of himself, you know? Thinks he's better than like a fucking Liam, you know?
Oh, but Liam is our guy.
Oh, you meant from...
Yeah, we can't rename Liam.
Liam works really good for arrogant, though.
Yeah, it does. Fucking Liam.
Because it feels kind of like, at least in the States,
yeah,
it's an aloof sounding
that
name.
That sounds really good. So like a know-it-all.
Yeah.
So you're talking about China, and he goes, I'll tell you the deal with China.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fucking Liam over here thinks I don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Liam's a good one. Yeah. Know-it-all. Arrogant, know-it-all.
Yeah.
Arrogant, know-it-all. And by the way, do you realize how fucking viral we're going to go if we can name these and then something in the news happens with one of these people?
Yeah.
And
they're like, and Oliver on the 105 today.
All right.
Wasn't.
How about looking- an uneducated person who uses violence to solve answers?
I mean, it sounds like a Jimmy or like a...
It does sound like a Jimmy. It does sound like a Jimmy. Hey, this is a fun game.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Jimmy. Easy Jimmy.
Or Jimmy or a Randy.
Earl.
Travis.
Randy. Randy.
Randy's.
Randy's, because it's like Randy.
Randy's the dumbest fucking name you can have. So if he like resorts to violence, it's fucking Randy. Violence solves all problems.
Randy. Violence solves all problems.
Yeah.
Fucking Randy. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so great, Randy.
That's like those stories you read where like they go, you know, they didn't bring his coffee out at the diner, and then he just like grabbed fucking somebody by the hair and threw them, and you're like, what's happening?
So wait, what? So let's say it's a woman doing it. Can we? Because they've got
there are women that resort to violence too.
Yeah. I saw a woman doing it at McDonald's one time. Walk behind the counter at McDonald's on West 4th in New York City, like 2 a.m. Walk behind the counter, and I was like, oh shit, this is getting real. What she didn't realize is there was a bunch of Randys back there also.
Yeah.
And fucking.
They fucked her up.
They fucked her up. Quick as a bitch.
I've seen multiple brawls. I've been present for brawls at Waffle Houses before. You know, like seeing actual customers and staff fighting, including a guy with one arm, you know, the chef. And he would put the bacon before he put it on the pan. It would be on his stump, and he would take the yeah. And he would talk shit too. He'd be like, "You want some of this shit? Come back. Try to come over this counter. I'll fuck you up." He had one arm. Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm sweating right now. All right, all right.
So who's the female? Violence solves all problems.
What's the female equivalent to a Randa?
Yeah,
Amanda. Okay. No, Amandy. No.
It's got to be
Mandy.
Sandy?
Sandy and Randy. So we got to give female Sandy and Randy.
Although there is like a trashier woman's name who resorts to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the chick who's like, I'm down to fucking fight. What is her name?
She's when I picture her,
yeah.
It is a white girl.
Yeah.
Who's the white girl that got hit in the head with a shovel? Do you remember that? Put in white girl hit in the head with shovel. You never saw this video?
Oh,
this is the best video. Okay, you ready? Girl clobbers rival in the head with shovel.
Yeah, I've seen
this. This is fucking great. Let's enjoy this.
Yeah.
Let's find out her name and the girl who threw the shovel or the girl who gets that fucking name. I need to put on headsets because part of the fun is hearing that.
Oh, yeah. Head. Let's see what Rachel does here.
Rachel's a good one. Brad's got to be someone.
Yeah.
Brad. And a guy gets caught jerking off. Girl gets smashed with shovel.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Tell me this, bitch. Come on.
She's you're connecting. It was bottom of the fist, too. Ooh. Ooh.
You're not hitting me in the face, but you're tripping. You better quit kicking me. Remember, you're at my house.
Well,
I think you just broke my hand with your face, dude. I got a hard ass on. Last time you're calling the cops on me, I'm not leaving. Go! No.
Hey, get the BB gun and shoot her. Go.
Get the BB gun and shoot her.
Go! You're done. Go!
Hey, would she just pick up the shovel or something?
Did she sit in water?
Just come on. No, she's about to get the BB gun. Fuck on you. What the hell?
What's wrong? Fuck out my yard! Oh shit, okay, Emily!
Oh
my god!
Dude. Oh my god!
Rewind that.
That is, the, but this is.
She's not about to use a weapon on you. What the hell?
Hold on. Fuck out my yard!
Oh man!
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my!
Wait! This is the most fascinating fight I've ever seen in my life.
Man. They were so reasonable, like it's, the way they spoke to each other.
It's a minute 40 of a lot of conversation, and then what's funny is once they're not, they're
threw the shovel.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't well, just
can we find out the girl who threw the shovel? What's her name?
She said they were arrested. I think when you Googled it, no, when you Googled it initially, go to the all or scroll. Charges filed. Well, was it in West Virginia?
Please, her name's Rachel.
Disorderly conduct.
In Miami? That was in Miami? No, it wasn't in Miami.
It's Miami,
County. Miami, Ohio. Wasn't that crazy that I knew those because of the way they were talking? They're not from Miami. Miranda and Randy and Miranda.
Miranda's a good one.
Miranda and Randy. Her name was Miranda.
Was that her name?
Yeah. Her name's Miranda. Miranda and Randy. Look at fucking Miranda over here.
Wow. That was great. I could watch that on a loop.
I could watch that all day long. The best is... you better quit punching me in my face.
Yeah,
it's a fight, bitch.
Bitch, it's a
but
fight.
What's crazy is the redhead said the same thing a minute earlier.
Yeah.
She was like, just don't hit me in my face or whatever.
She was clocking her.
What's interesting is once the, so the one girl that looked like a little less attractive, I'll say.
Okay.
The one in the black. The one in the redhead's like, obviously it's over a boy. I'm guessing. What do you, why do they fight? Andav. What is happening to me? I might like I feel like I might be talking too much. And I'm out of words and syllables.
Yeah. Does it say what okay, it all started with a no. It all started with a war of words between Miranda Fugate of Vandelli and Emily Ollinger over a guy they knew.
They're 14 years
14.
Old.
Two girls fighting said nearly 7 minutes into the video, Fugate is seen chasing it, who's headed to the door. Fugate stops, turns back, hits her and has a shovel in her hand. I told her to leave again. She refused, and I saw my shovel. I picked it up. Fugate, who is being referred to online as Shovel Girl, eventually went to the hospital.
Shovel Girl.
Yeah. She got a concussion and caused her to be deaf in one ear.
That's not real.
That's what it says.
Yeah, that's lawsuit stuff.
I mean, could be, yeah.
Let's find her on Instagram. What's Fugate's? Got to be on Instagram.
Yeah.
Let's see her on Instagram right now. Let's see what she looks like.
All right.
Miranda Fugate. Yep. But right here, boom. Is it private? I doubt it's private. Wow.
That looks like her.
That's her.
Yeah.
It's not 14 anymore. She's hitting vape pens. How many followers she got? Oh, so she calls herself Shovel Girl.
Yeah. Hi, Miranda.
Hey, Miranda. I would say she's attractive, but she still looks very young. So
you can still say she's attractive. You're very pretty.
Yeah, she got tattoos and everything. Ooh. Miranda posts, let's go full screen on these pictures. Shovel Girl's pretty hot.
She looks great.
She's great.
Oh.
Who's that guy looks? Miranda.
Oh.
Miranda. That's in a hotel room. Oh, Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
That's in a hotel room.
They had their weekend.
I don't know if that's what that is.
No?
Doesn't look like it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. She's got more tattoos. Look at her arm. Oh, let her talk. I want to hear her talk.
No. Song.
So funny. Miranda's in great shape. She's an attractive young lady.
Do you want to?
I bet she's got OnlyFans.
You do?
I bet she's got an OnlyFans. I guarantee.
Just a lot of posing.
Yeah, a lot of eye makeup and posing. Hey, let's see what the girl hit her in the shovel looks like.
Okay.
Google the other girl. What's her name? Emily Olinger.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay. What are the odds Emily has a child?
Up there.
I think it's 75%. She was born in 1982. Oh, that can't be her. That kid, that's not her. Wait, no, there's no way that's her.
Emily, 1982.
Yeah, that's not her.
No?
That's not her. Emily Olinger is a lot more common than Miranda Fugate.
Huh.
Can you imagine if one of your high school fights was forever online?
Oh, my God.
I got fucked up a couple times, and I'm so glad no one knows about them.
What led you getting fucked up?
Me talking shit. My mouth getting in front of me.
It was at all boys school?
No, I never got a fight. I got a couple fights at Jesuit, but I never got hit. I never got touched. I was good with moving out of punches. I was actually really good at... I think because I have anxiety, I was really good at not getting punched. Like, I've never been... I'm trying to think. I've never been straight... one time I was punched. I was sucker punched. But it didn't hurt. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But I was really good at predicting a punch coming and getting out of the way. I've ducked.
When you say you got fucked up, though, but how'd you...
It was because it was fucking hand-to-hand. Like, it was like getting into a fight and fucking getting thrown and landing on my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like someone kind of grabbing you and throwing
me. Grabbing and, like, suplexing me and taking me onto the ground. And I'm like...
But it's all because you talked shit.
I fucking wrote a song. It was a joke. I did it. I performed it at our fraternity, and one guy got upset about it. And I don't know. He chose not to use his words because we were really good friends. I thought we were really good friends. And then he just fucking... got in my face, and then I think he tried to throw a punch, and I got out of the way, and then he grabbed me, and I just had my hands up, so we were friends. I was like, I'm not fighting you. And he was like, it's too late, we already started. And then he just went, flunk, and landed me on my head, and I woke up, I don't really remember it, because I had to go to the hospital. I had to go, it was bad. Someone found me on campus crying. It's like, I got fucked up. It was a pretty bad head injury, and it was finals, and so the fight happened. I woke up, he was still there, and he was freaked out. He was like genuinely shaken, and I was like, and I didn't know that we had gotten in a fight, and I was like, what happened? And I want to say he was crying, but he was like freaked out, and it was just me and him. It had been other people in the room, and then it was just me and him in the room. And I woke up, and then I was like, what happened? And he didn't say anything, and I just got up, and I was like, wait, what? And I went to my car. It was my sister's car, and I drove because I knew it was finals. And so I drove on campus, which I've already parked at the fraternity house. I was going to walk, but I got in the car, and I drove on campus. I do not know where I parked. I was just out of it. I walked into a classroom and sat down, but it was the wrong building. I never even had a class in this building. And then I went into the bathroom, and I was in the mirror, and my brain wasn't, I couldn't get it to catch.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I got really emotional, and then I walked outside, I sat on this bench, and I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I just started crying.
You had a
bad concussion, and this girl, who was a Pi-Phi, saw me crying and said, hey, is everything okay? And I said, I don't know what's going on right now. And I said, I don't know what's happening. And she was like, okay. She was like, you want to take a walk with me? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, what happened? I go, I think I got beat up. I'm not certain, but I think I got into a fight, but I don't know. And because I left the fraternity house, everyone was calling, looking for me. So like, that guy was like, hey man, I think I might've fucked Bert up. And so everyone started looking for me, and I was with this girl, and I didn't know. I think she was dating my friend Derek, But I didn't really know who she was. And they got me to the fucking hospital. And they're like, who's the president? And I think I said, it was Bill Clinton, but I think I said George Bush. But I think he had just become president, maybe. And then I was like, George Bush, right? And they're like, where do you go to school? And I just said Jesuit, because I'd gone to school to Jesuit. I was just a little confused. And then they put me in a CAT scan. And they're like, you've had a pretty bad concussion. And then I would get lost. Like, I walked down to go get my mail, and I got lost getting my mail, and I was at the mailbox, and I was like, I don't know where the fuck I am. And there's like the next day, and I was like, I am super confused. And I got emotional. I started crying, and my girlfriend at the time found me. She was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm not really certain where I am. It was really fucking scary.
Do anything to you when that happens?
I went to a neurologist. I had a bunch of tests performed on me. I had electrodes all hooked to my head. I had these lights flashing in my eyes. But yeah, basically it was like, and this was like before any concussion protocol. I didn't do anything, but like I probably drank beer or smoked weed and didn't think about that at all. But it kind of changed my personality a little bit, because I did not really drink before then at all. Like, I didn't drink. I drank in high school the way a regular kid would, but I wasn't like a big drinker. And then the next year, I turned 21. Was that last year? And then
I got one for you.
What?
A guy who is a bad influence on other guys is a Derek.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
A bad guy is a bad influence on other guys. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's a Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Derek. Oh, fucking. Okay. Oh, I forgot we were doing that game. Okay. Yeah, I got fucked up by Randy.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
My dad told me he got a concussion in playing high school football, and this is in like the fucking whatever 50s or something.
Yeah,
60s. Right, it would have been like late 50s, early 60s. And I mean, you know what those helmets were like.
Yeah.
And then, the way that they knew something was wrong is he didn't know how to take his shoulder pads off.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, practice was over or the game, and he was just like, and they're like, are you going to take those off? And he was like, huh? How do you get these off? And they're like, oh, this guy's fucked up. Just get lit up in that era.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the right one to say. By the way, I wonder if that concussion affected me today. Like, you know, you ever notice when I start talking, then I'll go, wait, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
I wonder how long lasting. I would love to do a brain measurement on me and then a brain measurement on you about activity and see, like, how many.
Your frontal lobe is just gone.
Yeah. Like, because Joe was talking last night about having concussions.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the signs of CTE are, and I wonder if I got them. I had a few concussions growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah. I remember one time playing football, and I remember, what are some short-term memory loss? Okay, fuck, everyone's got that.
Okay. Asking the same question several times or having difficulty remembering names or phone numbers. Changes in mood, such as frequent mood swings, depression, and feeling increasingly anxious, frustrated, or agitated. Increasing confusion and disorientation, for example, getting lost, wandering, or not knowing what time of day it is. Difficulty thinking, such as finding it hard to make decisions. As the condition progresses, slurred speech, scroll. Significant memory problems, Parkinsonism, difficulty eating or swallowing.
I mean, I don't have any Parkinsonism. Isn't that what it's called, Parkinsonisms?
Parkinsonism.
I don't have any Parkinsonisms, but I don't have memory problems. I don't have any slurred speech. I'm gonna shit my pants. I have a hard time making decisions.
Uh-huh.
I have a hard time making decisions.
Do you have increasing confusion and disorientation?
I don't get lost or wander. I always know what time it is. Yeah. I always know what time it is. When I wake up, I can tell you exactly the time is without looking at a clock.
Really?
Yeah.
Changes in mood?
No.
Increasingly anxious?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely me. Frustrated and agitated? Yeah. I get very frustrated and agitated. Can I tell you, I have an impossible time remembering phone numbers. Wait, can you remember phone numbers?
Well, I'm trying to think if anyone ever...
I don't know my phone number.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've had this phone, and I couldn't tell you the phone number.
Really?
I don't know it. I've never called it.
And I only know... I mean, I used to know... I think we all used to know a bunch of them, right? That's a good fart.
Yeah, it's... I used to know everyone's phone number. I know Leanne's phone number is the only phone number I know. How many phone numbers? You know Christina's phone number, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't know. I know my number. I know her number. I do know my parents' numbers.
I know my parents' numbers. I know my dad's office number.
I know my dad's office number.
I know my mom's cell phone. My dad's. I don't know my dad's cell phone.
I do know my dad's cell phone. That's it. Those are the numbers I know. I don't know any other numbers.
I know.
I used to know my physician's number because it was such one of those standout numbers. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Like I had called it before and I was like, that's your number? And so that's the reason I memorized it. It was like,
I remember my grandmother's phone number. I wonder if it's the same. Let's see if I remember my grandmother's phone number.
Okay.
I'm going to call. She's dead. Oh, my aunt still lives there. Nope, that's not it. I wonder how close I was to it.
You want to know what my phone number was when we moved to Florida? You have to bleep this.
Yeah.
Check out this number. This is a great number. It was easy to memorize, too.
What is it? Why is that easy? That's really easy to remember.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's a great fucking... I don't have my grandmother's number. Hold on. Wow. I was just close.
Yeah.
I was really close. Because I remember it went, it was dot, 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 dot.
You got it.
Yeah.
Or you're close.
I was fucking really close. You can't put remembering numbers down because no one remembers fucking numbers anymore.
Do you remember names well?
No. No, I couldn't tell you anyone's name. But that's also because I'm very... self-centered, and so I only think about myself. I don't often think of other people's names. No, think about how long it took me to learn everyone's name in here.
How long did it take you, think?
Nadav is the only one I knew. I didn't want to say any's name because I didn't know how it was pronounced, so I just never kind of like focused on it.
Yeah.
Chris, I kind of knew Chris's name, but I never said it because I was never sure that was his real, like that was what it was. But I get emails from Chris every Monday.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that was the same guy that was emailing me every Monday. And then, who's the cutie pie that looks like he shouldn't go to prison?
What?
The sense of the front door. At the old office.
The cutie pie?
Zolo. Zolo, yeah. Baby, he doesn't Zolo. Look like a Zolo.
What was his last name?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what a weird fucking name, Zolo. Yeah. What's his first name?
Josh.
Okay, Josh is the name of a guy who you don't remember his name. someone who is unmemorable. It's a Josh. It's a Josh. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. It was a total Josh, man.
It was a Josh. I mean, I don't know. There were like five Joshes there. Yeah. Who fucking knows what their names were?
Walked in, met a bunch of Joshes.
Literally, my whole night was like, hi, Josh. Hi, Josh. Hi, Josh. Hi, Josh. Yeah. Hi, Josh. Hi, Josh.
Yeah.
And so whenever you see someone, they go, you don't remember my name, do you? You always got to go, is it Josh?
What about when someone's wholly unlikable, where you're like, ugh, I cannot stand this person's energy at all?
Okay. An Ari.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Jesus Christ. And then fucking Ari came over to my house and drugged me. And Ari's a good one.
It's very good.
Dude, have you seen her new boyfriend? He's a total Ari.
Total Ari. I had to go.
You're like, for real? Oh, you want to get her out of the relationship? Like, yeah. Like if Ari came home with your sister, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good one because Ari is like my daughters don't like him. My wife doesn't like him.
You don't like him.
I love Ari, but that's because he's a Derek to me.
Yeah,
he's a Derek,
and he's lucky that you're not a Randy.
He's lucky I'm not a Randy, because all those times he was a Liam. Yeah. He's been a Liam a lot,
a lot.
Like, oh, what are you buying a fucking house for?
Yeah,
easy, Liam. Okay. Just because you're living your career like an Oliver doesn't mean. All right, what is it? What's another name? Give me a trait that you. What are we gonna call someone?
How about cheap? That's a trait.
Yeah,
when someone's real cheap.
Someone who's Scroogey, but not Scrooge is not the right one.
No, Scrooge is different. Cheap. Yeah, you know, there's just these cheap fucks. He put his own name there.
The Dove.
No, we can't have two names like that back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, what if we just found out we've only been listing Jewish names?
Yeah.
You know, annoying as shit. It's a Jason.
cheap is...
I'm going to start saying names. Pull up the names that we got. Big names. Steve. Terry. Jason, JJ, Randall. No, we already got Randall. Benjamin, William, Billy, Lucas sounds cheap.
Yeah,
either that or Lucas sounds like a very unslovenly, unkempt person.
You think Lucas does?
Yeah, you're like Mucus Lucas.
Okay,
yeah. Look at fucking Lucas over here. Oh my God, Lucas hasn't showered in a week. Lucas.
Okay. Unkempt and cheap.
No, unkempt and slovenly is a Lucas.
Okay. Yeah, cheap.
Is that the best one? All right. What do we call someone who's an absolute dreamboat?
A dreamboat?
Samson.
Samson?
It's a good name.
That's a good name.
Fucking Samson. Holy shit, Samson.
Like a model looking dude.
Yeah, where did you get Samson from?
Yeah.
Samson's a male model. Samson. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
We got to get our names in there. Okay, what do you got to call a guy that comes to a party and makes the party so much better?
Bert. A Bert. Yeah.
Look at fucking Birdie Boy over here.
Yeah. That's good.
And then what do you call a guy who makes sure that a selfless guy that makes sure you have a better time than he does? A Tommy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how we gave ourselves complimentary names. Selfless.
Selfless.
Selfless. Selfless is a good one.
Okay.
Where's what happened to your husband? Oh, he pulled a Tom. He's with the kids. He's letting me have my night out. Okay. Do we give our wives
complimentary names?
No. Oh. Know what they are.
Sure.
Okay. Someone who won't listen to her husband but probably should when it comes to financial decisions.
Such a Leanne.
How about I'd be honest with you, this beer's not turning it for me.
No?
No. I feel like I should take a shot or something.
Maybe we can arrange for that. Got Tito's.
No, 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 no. I'll tell you what a Leanne is.
Okay.
A Leanne, because people say, oh, she's my Leanne, right?
Uh-huh.
A Leanne is a person who is, thank you, Nadav, is very accepting of their person's flaws. So like say all of a sudden you're out to dinner with a Lucas, right?
Yeah.
And you lean over, you're like, what is she seeing him? She's like, well, she's a Leanne.
All right.
Like, oh, for real?
She sees.
She's blind. She doesn't see any of it.
Yeah.
Or she sees it and she just pretends to ignore it. You're like, really? Oh yeah. Look at him. He's a fucking Lucas.
I've actually had that conversation with Leanne.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, so then what's a Christina?
What is a Christina? She is like, why does it take you that long to just buy coffee? And you're like, I have to park.
So someone who's impatient, yeah. I liken that impatience of Christina.
Yeah, that's a good one for her. But we have to know, you made it all positive though.
Oh yeah.
So now I gotta be like, no, erase that.
What's it? What's someone who gets shit? By the way, I'm sweating my fucking ass off.
Why?
I don't know. I'm fucking, and he doesn't have air conditioning in here.
Hey. Super supportive would be a Christina. You gotta be. She's like, he wants to do this and he wants to do that.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, super, super supportive.
Super supportive.
Overly supportive.
Overly supportive.
Overly supportive. Oh my God, Jesus. You'd think Christina was his mom.
Yeah.
He fucking believes in himself. And the guy's a fucking straight up Ari. I mean, the guy walked into this. Let's use these in sentences, okay?
Yeah.
So, I'm so sorry I was late to dinner. I have fucking Oliver in front of me. Jesus Christ. You should have taken the 101. Easy, Liam, okay?
Yeah.
I know exactly how to get there. I fucking literally, I was driving so slow, I almost went full Randy on him. Mm-hmm. But luckily, my wife's not a Derek, and she talked me out of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Derek's, the other night, there's this guy, comes into a party, I don't fucking know, typical Josh, right?
Yeah.
And he's with a guy who can't stop saying the N-word. Ari. And they're making fun of me because, look, I've been working all day and I was a little Lucas-y, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, who do they think want me to be? A Samson? Because I'm not. I really just am a Bert at heart. And if I wish I had a Tom there to help clean me up, you know? Because Tom would tuck my shirt in for me. But I wasn't there with a Tom. I was there with my wife. And that night, she was being a total Christina. And Leanning everything. That's a fucking. By the way, this is fun.
It's going to help people out.
Yeah, just to, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm excited for? Can you guys tag us on Instagram without your spouses knowing what they are and just go, I'm here with Randy.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
If you're with a Randy, it's probably the end of the road.
Yeah, I'm with a Randy. Fucking hey, just a camera on the guy shirtless eating popcorn, watching TV, drinking a beer, and just the wife going, "Hey Lucas, hey Lucas, you're lucky I'm a Leanne."
Or like, how many of them are going to be like, "This, I'm with a total Ari," and they'll be like, "What kind of name is that, Ari?"
Completely unlikable. Do we forget anything? Because you know,
well, there's other character traits for sure, but that's a good list.
It's a great list. I'm really proud of that list.
Yeah,
I'm really proud of that list.
It's really
good. I'm gonna start using it. And yeah. By the way, I think we gave the right names to the right things because Lucas for me, I think of a messy person.
Yeah, it works. It really works.
I might go full birdie boy mode.
I just burped. You've been burping more.
Do you know why I'm going full birdie boy mode?
What?
Now I'm going to start thinking I have CTE. I'm going full birdie boy mode because my best friend's a full Tommy, and he's flying me to L.A. today.
Flying you to L.A.?
Yeah. I got a full Tommy, and I'm going to fly home, and my wife's going to pick me up because she is a Leanne.
Yeah.
God, I fucking love this. All right. What?
When you get to L.A.,
yeah.
What's your first food stop?
Ooh. I wonder if I can tell Andy I'm In-N-Out Burger and have it waiting for me in the car.
Oh.
Oh, let's do some ASMR.
Right now?
Yeah.
You want to do this kind of stuff?
I love this.
Really?
There's a girl who does ASMR for me.
Yeah.
She gives me ASMR positivity things.
She sends you like links?
I don't know. Can you find her? She, I don't know how I know this person. I really don't know how I know. I must know her. So she sent.
Sounds like she's kind of a Josh.
It was a little bit of a Josh, but no, I'm being serious. She is an absolute Samson.
Okay.
A legit Samson.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm gonna find her. I think she's on Instagram. She is a definite fucking Samson.
Really?
Yeah.
And she also does ASMR?
She does. That's her thing. Is she has a podcast with her husband, mm-hmm. who, by the way, is Hardcore Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely a Hardcore Christina.
Mm-hmm.
ASMR. Damn it. What is this woman's name? Oh, fuck. Is it Maddie? Oh, man, this bums me out. So she does, God damn it, I wish I could find her. She does ASMR podcast. She's an ASMR podcast. And can you guys do the research on my Instagram? She has an ASMR podcast. I think her name is Maddie. I think it, type in ASMR Maddie.
Maddie? Like M-A-D-D?
M-A-D-D-Y-E maybe? Yeah. Nope, that's her. Samson. Scroll, that's her. That's her. So she does a, what is her name? ASMR Maddie. I was right.
Yeah.
So she sends me, I'll see if I can find this. ASMR Maddie.
That's her?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's like she's cupping your stuff.
Wait, how did I find her?
Oh my God.
This, I wish I knew how I found her.
I think I have a couple ideas.
No. So she sent me a daily confirmation. Not daily. She did it once, but it was a morning confirmation, an ASMR confirmation.
Oh, what is that? What is a confirmation?
I really wish someone would grab my phone and find this for me. M-A.
It's okay.
No, but it's so good, Tom. It's so good.
And she did ASMR stuff? Are you an ASMR fan? Like,
no, but it's so... So like right now there's...
You know, some people have like a real reaction to that.
Really?
Yeah, I think Nikki Glaser.
She doesn't like it?
No, loves it. Like if she listens to that, sends like signals up her back and her...
For real?
Yeah. There's people who hear that and like, oh, they're like, oh my God. Like it overstimulates them.
Interesting. So no, she... I wish I'd remembered more. This is fucking CTE shit right now. But she said, she gave me a shout out or something. I was like, I was very sweet of you. And then she was like, I said, I wish I could wake up to that. Whatever. She said something nice about me. I said, I wish I could wake up. And she goes, why don't I give you I'll give you an ASMR affirmation.
Yeah.
And it was fucking intense. I couldn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because immediately it connected me with sexuality.
Right.
Like as soon as it's like, hey, big boy.
Yeah.
Good morning. I don't do ASMR so good. My ASMR sucks.
But watching her, by the way, cup the mics.
No, that's her tickling them, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying the visual of it is, I liked it.
Let's see. See if you can find, maybe she put it on YouTube. See if you can find.
Like that right there?
Go to her visual? YouTube and see if there's an ASMR Maddie Burt video. But it's private.
Whoa, that's not the way
I'd go about it, but.
Huh? Whoa.
She's got 211,000 subscribers.
There's nothing there? Okay.
Let me see if it's in my emails. I'd love for you to listen to this. I think you'd be fucking... How do you spell it? M-A-D-D-I-E?
M-A-D-D-Y, I think it was.
It was?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Shoot.
Did you go to the UFC?
I did.
Did we talk about that? Well, how was it? You didn't even tell me.
I wish I knew her last name. I think I got one more. What?
UFC. It was
fucking awesome.
First one?
First one ever I've ever been to. And what's interesting is I've been watching UFC for a while, but I really enjoy UFC, but I claim to not know a lot about those fights, but I do know way more than like someone who doesn't watch it at all. Like,
really?
Like that. Yeah. Like
I definitely don't, but I've been to, so I
probably know as much as you then. Do I have shit all over my face?
You have shit all over the table.
Yeah, I know. It's ASMR stuff. So maybe I'll do daily ASMRs. Hey, what's the opposite? I'm the opposite of ASMR. I'm like fucking a loud as fuck. All right, put on the list. Someone who talks too quiet and you can't hear him is a full Maddie.
Okay.
Like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know this Maddie last night.
And how about a super loud person?
That's a Patty.
You know what?
I have to shit.
I have to shit.
No, you don't.
I swear to God. I'll be quick.
All right, I'll find this ASMR thing.
All right, I'll be quick.
Okay, so this may be my favorite or my second favorite. This one definitely has the sex appeal. Depending on what we were doing, I could...
This is her.
Up or down.
By the way, we are about to double her subscribers. Are we back on, Nadav? This one is titled Sexy... what is it called?
Flirty Friend Gets Your Date Night Advice.
This is insane to me because it's engaging as fuck. Like, I'm watching this going like...
I don't know. I feel cute in it, like... Kind of trendy. I definitely like the side boob. Okay, so this is this super cute for
all right.
People.
Alright, Nadav, just play the one I sent you. Play the one I sent you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is what we found.
Day.
Go back to the beginning, Adolf. Go back to the beginning.
Hey, big guy. Man, what a day. And you know, I don't think there's any better way to fall asleep. Especially after such an awesome day. As with some nice, relaxing rainfall.
Do you hear the rainfall?
You know, the best way to wind down is just with soft rain falling outside the window. I just love that sound.
So, she sent these to me.
You know, I don't think I can really overstate how much you crushed it today.
This is a daily affirmation.
You worked hard. You pushed yourself to the limit. You took care of the people you love.
I did.
You got some pretty big laughs. I mean, obviously.
Yep, obviously.
And maybe best of all,
yeah,
you absolutely earned your treat.
Booyah.
At the end of it all.
This was made for you?
Yeah.
No.
Play my morning one.
Comfy.
Play my morning one, Nadav. Okay. All right, you ready?
Good morning, big boy. I hope you got the rest last night that you deserve.
By the way,
don't you absolutely love waking up to this beautiful view?
I love that. That sounds my favorite sound in the world.
The background.
Yeah.
And the waves crashing gently on the shore. It's so relaxing. You know, I think you're going to take that energy with you all day long and use it all throughout your day. Now, before we get this wonderful day of yours started,
yeah, I don't want to get out of bed.
Take just a minute and get your mind right so you can attack this day.
This should be an app.
The gladiator yeah. you are.
This should be an app. Because, by the way,
now a guy who works as hard as you do definitely deserves treats
yeah.
at the end of a long day. I know that you are absolutely going to earn your treats today. You're going to crush your to-do list. You're going to take on everything that comes your way.
Isn't this awesome?
Yeah.
You're going to make it look easy.
Fuck yeah. All right, hit pause. Do you want her to make one for you?
Sure.
Okay. I wonder if she can call in.
Did you have to tell her your things? Like treats?
No, she's a fan.
Oh, okay.
She's a fan, and so she was... I already just wrote, can you call... She goes, they're both unlisted on YouTube. I love making these. So if you need another one for Tom, I got you covered. Booyah. I wrote, can you call us? I don't know my number, Nadav. Do you know your number?
Go to the her video page.
Okay.
List of videos, yeah.
I would love to hear Spanish ASMR. I want to hear French ASMR.
Oh, French would be
good. Type in French ASMR. I bet that's fucking awesome. I don't know my number.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't hurt that she's hot, you know?
No, it doesn't.
But what's cool about ASMR is that you don't need to see what the person looks like, and it's always sexy.
Oh my God, I thought the thumbnail on the massage one was jacking. I was like, right, hold on, right there. I thought she was jacking. I was like, oh my God, I clicked that one.
Oh shit. She's jacking someone off. Hey, wait.
Oh, it's okay. Somebody...
Oh, this is her husband.
Okay.
Full blown Christina.
But more than anything else,
by the way, that kind of looks like you, Tom.
I want you to be able to relax during this time.
Okay, that's right.
I'm going to get you all stretched out.
Okay. Tom, she's rubbing your hand.
It feels good.
Completely loosened up.
Can I wait? The dove.
Not as wonderful as you are, but I'll give it my best effort.
Okay.
Nadav, okay. How about Yiddish ASMR? Is Yiddish the language you speak in Israel?
In Israel? No, they speak Hebrew.
Okay, Hebrew ASMR.
Oh, that is not going to be pretty sounding.
Oh, here we go. Oh, speaking Hebrew.
This is going to be terrible.
Okay, here we go.
She's super cute. Beautiful.
Nadav, what's she saying?
I'm just going to speak in Hebrew for you.
If you don't give me my money back, I take a pound of your flesh.
It's going to be a shit can.
Yep. Really not a lot.
She's
really
super. She's beautiful. Okay, talk.
Nadav.
What's going on? What's she saying?
She's kind of just like fumbling around speaking in Hebrew. She's like, I'm just going to speak in Hebrew, and you know, I'm just thinking that this is the thing to do. Like, she's not really saying anything.
Okay.
Ooh, Nadav, can you do some Hebrew ASMR to me real quick? Just whisper.
Sure. Kus ima shelcha. Kus abba shelcha. Kus emek. Benzona. Sherutim. Mitbach.
What did you say?
I'll take two, please.
I said your mom's cunt, your dad's cunt, bathroom, kitchen.
Wow.
Just some words.
How about French? I do want to hear French.
Yeah, French ASMR.
Because that's like the best. Yep. Oh,
j'étais pour mon champon de tenderloin.
Manger mon anu.
Oh.
You can already tell she'd be a great girlfriend.
She's got my dad on her cup. Okay.
Like that, I get it. It's good.
I wonder if Leanne can do ASMR. She's like, I don't know. Hell yeah. Backing on up. Fucking AFS. I was reading UFC, and I was saying ASMR. ASMR is fucking fat. When do dudes do ASMR?
Yeah.
Put hot dude ASMR.
What?
Hot dude ASMR. Because if it's not up there, I know what my next videos are going to be.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, it's all boys.
Oh, dude. He's going to be kissing and...
Cleaning your ears?
I don't know.
Deep cleaning your ears?
I don't know, bro. Oh.
Okay, stop it. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a big mistake. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? He thinks this is not what he needs to be doing. Oh, this is a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, because they want to... Oh, I just understood what ASMR is. It's like sweet talking in your ear.
Well, that's that soft sounds.
Oh, here, play this for Tom.
Oh, stop.
This is... You ready for my ASMR? It's going to be a lot of mouth breathing. Like my ASMR is not sexy. Like, it's be mouth breathing and then, like, sleep apnea. Ooh, put in sleep apnea ASMR.
Sleep apnea ASMR? Do you like watching people snore? I do.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe I do. Let me see. People snoring.
Yeah.
What does that say? Tom Segura makes a surgeon's salary in a night? Full interview? Where snoring comes from. I want to see someone snore.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, a hot chick snoring. Wow. Wait.
She fell asleep so fast. And now she's snoring like the biggest dumbass. Oh, what a retard!
Oh, I want to watch that again. I want to watch that again.
She'd fall asleep so fast. And now she's snoring like the biggest dumbass.
Oh, what a retard!
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I made a mess out of here. Yeah, I went to the UFC.
And who'd you see fight?
I saw Kamaru Usman fight Colby Covington.
How was that?
It was a fucking great fight. The best fight of the night was Michael Chandler and, was it Michael Chandler? Was it?
Yeah.
And Justin Gaethje. Yeah. Dude, those guys fucking, I mean, that was like a roller coaster. You watch that. And then Rose, I'm not going to attempt to say her last name. Rose fought the Chinese lady.
How was that?
It was a little weird because everyone started chanting USA, and I don't know the Rose girl, but I saw her backstage, and I think she's fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I like her energy. Dude, that Michael Chandler fight was Justin Gaethje was fucking awesome. They were like just fucking.
Did you have the night off?
No, I did Madison Square Garden downstairs in the theater.
Oh.
And then they walked me upstairs to go see the fight.
Oh, right. You did the Hulu Theater at the Garden.
At the Garden, and then they brought me upstairs to go see the fight, and they Madison Square Garden. Thank you very much. James Dolan was nice enough to give us some great tickets. I didn't get a chance to thank him because he was with his family, and I didn't want to bother him, but shout out to James Dolan. And it was fucking awesome. It's so great to see that, but I was walked away. And I was like, I've definitely got coronavirus.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's no social distancing with MMA fans, and they were just walking up to my seat and just taking pictures with me. And it was not a couple. It was a lot. And I was like, you know what? I got the booster shot. Let's fucking test this thing out. And so, but no, no fucking.
How many people did you go with to the fight? Your whole crew?
Yeah, 8.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we went and saw it, and it was fucking awesome. Peter, my assistant, is he was a big wrestler growing up, so he's a big MMA fan, and he was like through the roof. Shane was losing his mind. Everyone was. Rosebud was with us. She loves MMA, and it was or UFC. It was fucking awesome. It really was awesome, and to watch it in person really puts the pizzazz in it. Like when you watch it on TV, it's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, it's great. You know.
Yeah. But it's good, but yeah, the live stuff. Being if you are a UFC fan and have not been to one of those, they really are just you cannot duplicate what it feels like to be with thousands of other people. Hear that roar, and then it's a roar to watch a fight, and you're watching world class fighters. I mean, I've been to, like I said, I don't know, a dozen or more, and every time I'm like, I get an adrenaline rush. And like huge drop off afterwards. You're like, oh my God.
The one thing I didn't like about the Rose fight, and only because I was like, I don't like nationalism too much.
Yeah.
Is they were chanting USA for Rose, and then and the other, it's like, I understand that not everyone likes the other lady that Rose fought.
Yeah.
But she's also a person, and I just thought it was so weird.
Yeah.
So like Rocky.
Yeah.
Three, you know, and I was rooting for Rose because I watched her fight, their first fight, or not first fight, but the, you know, like one that her coming out fight,
mm-hmm.
And where she beat Welly Zhang the first time.
But isn't she not, like, it's funny they're saying USA, right? She's not American.
Yeah. Wait, she is. I think she just
Rose Namajunas?
Is she?
Yeah.
I think she is.
Yeah, she is. She's adorable.
Scroll. Oh, she is American. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
She is absolutely adorable. Like, I mean, like, and I know that she could beat my ass, but I mean, I'm saying that, like,
that would be so fun to watch.
Me fight Rose?
Wouldn't it?
I'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll fight Rose.
Would you really put the gloves on and everything?
Yeah, 100%. Let's do the odds. Let's see what our weights, like, size us up. I bet she wouldn't fight me. I bet she'd be like, no, I'm gonna fucking destroy you. Like, I'd get punched. I'd get knocked out by Rose.
What would you need it to be? She's 115.
Wait, hold on.
She's like, what, 5'3"?
Straw weight. She's 65-inch reach. What's my reach? It's got to be more than 65 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
You figure my dick's this big. That's 7 inches. Here, get your dick hard and measure my reach. I would fight Rose. Honestly, the only reason I fight Rose is to meet her, because I really get a kick out of her. I think she's awesome. She's got good energy, man.
I think you might want to try to just meet her then.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think she's adorable.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to watch her.
She's actually, I mean, no joke. She is adorable, but she is very pretty.
Yeah.
Like, she has great facial features.
Yeah, she does.
You think she's the prettiest MMA fighter we've ever had?
I don't know. That's subjective.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, type in, let's do hottest UFC fighters.
Okay.
Hottest UFC fighters. Ooh, 2021. Oh, wow.
Oof.
Holy shit, man. There's a lot of women that beat my ass. Hottest, who's that motherfucker? Who's that? Attack the back, bro.
That's Paige VanZant.
That's Paige VanZant. Holy shit! Well, how much does she weigh? I'd like to watch a fight between Paige VanZant and Rose. Paige VanZant's gorgeous. Oh, yeah, my God. Who's she fighting in the Wonder Woman outfit? She's gorgeous, too. They're all gorgeous.
There's a lot of pretty girls.
Who's she fighting there?
Jesus.
I mean, do you realize how unattractive I am to someone like Paige VanZant?
What do you mean? How
just
you know
a loud-mouthed beta male who's like, I'll fight her, you know? And she's like, I hang out with men, Bert. Like, I hang out with men who choke people out for a living. Can you please, like that, like my energy, what's our names? I forgot our names. We need our names up on the thing. Paige VanZant is absolutely.
Yeah, you're such a Liam when it comes to this.
Such
show.
A Liam. I'm such a Liam.
Yeah. Yeah, she's super hot. Who's this? Anastasia Yankova.
She's from Russia. She's gorgeous.
Very hot.
Holy shit, man.
Lena Ovchinnikova. Chinnikova, very attractive.
Okay.
Ariane Lipsky, very pretty. Yeah, there's a lot of smoke shows, apparently. Julie Fierzo.
All right, let's see. Paige VanZant. I wonder if I'm going to follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. I actually can't believe how attractive a lot of these women are. It is striking.
There's a lot of pretty pages. Paige VanZant's got 3 million fucking followers on Instagram.
Alexandra Albu.
I want to see her fight. Oof. Wait, let me see her. Holy shit, man.
That's a fucking fighter?
Well, you think about it. Do hottest male UFC guys. Because you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much all the UFC guys are good-looking dudes.
Are they?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Look, if we're talking about stereotypical good-looking male, like leading male guys,
right?
They've all got great bodies. They've all got great jawlines. Look, Cowboy Cerrone's a good-looking fucking dude.
All right.
Alistair Overeem? I mean, I'm not attracted to him, but he's a good-looking. Like, they're sure. all when you think about it, all of the UFC guys are good-looking dudes, right? Oh, this is, I'm like, these are all good looking dudes. This is the top 10 hottest. Anthony Pettis. All right, let's keep going. Frank Mir is a fucking very strikingly good looking man. And I've met him, so that's why I can say that. George St. Pierre, good looking fucking dude. Keep going. Type in the ugliest UFC. Hold on. John Jones. Yeah. Dude, they're alpha males.
Well, yeah, that is
they're
true.
Alpha males. And so whatever that alpha male energy is that they put out there, that is attractive. And so I wonder if that is the genetic thing where it's like, yeah, man, I'm ready to throw fucking hands. Ooh.
So I met this dude.
Sexyama?
Yeah, I met him in an elevator, waiting for the elevator. And he looked like a model. Good looking dudes wear the beanie that's like half on their head.
I did it the other episode.
Yeah, right. Just like that. So we're waiting for the elevator. I didn't know who he was, but he's like, you know, like striking looking, right? His features. And I was like, hey, man. And he was like, hey. And I go, you here for the fights? And he was like, yeah. And I go,
wow,
wait.
He is fucking stunning.
I was like, are you a fighter? And he goes like, yeah. I go, oh, okay.
Did he look at you and go, are you here for the buffet?
Basically.
Dude, he is fucking good looking.
Yeah.
How much you want to bet? You ready for this? Ready for this bet?
Yeah.
How much you want to bet the average MMA guy, I bet their dicks are an inch longer than the average man.
It's going to be tough to find that out.
I can do it.
How can you find out?
Just give me a little research. Just give me a month.
You think the average MMA fighter, UFC fighter's dick is an inch longer?
Uh-huh. 100%. 100%. I bet. How about this? How much you want to bet? I bet that if you went doctor versus MMA fighter, MMA fighter's dicks on average will be an inch and a half longer than every doctor. I would say 4 inches longer than every doctor's.
Wait, we just went from an inch to 4 inches?
Because now I'm thinking about these guys all have hogs. Do you remember I saw the one guy naked in the sauna? I don't remember his name. And he had a pipe on him. I mean, a pipe. Google who Bert saw naked in the... I talked about it on Rogan. I forget the guy's name, man. He had a pipeline on him. Like, there were Native Americans protesting it. Like, his dick was so big. Bert?
Who did Bert see naked in the sauna?
Bert Kreischer, MMA. Naked in the hot tub at Wendy's house. Dude, keep past that one. Don't get keep going. Keep going. All right, you know, get out of this page altogether. You type in naked, it's like the cabin. Yeah, dude, I bet, like, you know, like, you take Gary Goldman, right?
Yeah.
Gary Goldman has to have a rod on him.
I believe it.
Because it's alpha shit, dude. It's like those big dudes that God put on the earth to walk in front of the line.
Yeah.
Well, God's also going to give them.
He's also like 6'4" or something.
Dude,
like that.
Gary Goldman's one of the better looking dudes I've ever seen in my entire life. What do you think that interview with Gary Goldman and Judd Apatow is?
Is when Judd produced his special.
Oh, The Great Depression.
I think the last.
Yeah, it was a great special.
Yeah.
Gary just did Carnegie Hall. He's a great basketball player too. Did you know that?
No.
Fucking amazing basketball player.
He's a great writer, too.
He's an amazing comic, obviously. He's the sweetest guy in the... Did he have a baby?
I don't know.
Go back to that picture with him and the baby.
Oh, yeah, he did the comic tips. That was great during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah,
he did.
Those
were great. Those were great.
Yeah, I guarantee you that... I bet that's a thing, because now I'm looking at all these hot females, and like, when was the last time you saw an ugly MMA fighter?
I mean... Some of them have, like, fucked up faces.
Well, yeah, fucking ears and whatnot. But, like, right. Randy Couture, right? Pull up Randy Couture. He is leading man good looks. Legit leading man good looks.
Okay.
Right? Randy Couture. I mean, that's like, look at him with, he just wears a t-shirt, and you're like, he's like fucking, look at him next to Rogan. Oh, look at Rogan with hair. Like, that's what's crazy to me is that movie stars try to be him.
I always think about the fact that, like, some jackass, some fucking Liam could be at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, mouth off, not knowing. Like, that happens. That happens with the... That actually happened. What's his name?
God damn it. He's from...
Schilling?
Yeah. God damn, I just talked about this. Pull up that video.
At bar. Yeah. God, what's his name? Joe Schilling.
Yeah, Joe Schilling. Fuck. I wanted the whole time I was going Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, because like that guy, and that guy was actually doing that. He was fucking around and apparently being a fucking smartass to him. And then he did this, you know?
He did that.
You can't do that to...
And bro, Joe Schilling is, and I say this based on the research I've done,
yeah,
one of the best strikers in the fucking world.
He's world class, man.
World class.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And by the way, a very sweet dude.
Not that night, but yeah.
Joe Schilling, that's the crazy thing.
The best thing is you can go like that to the wrong person. Those guys, you know, that's an instinctive response. Well, if you're a trained fighter,
pull up our names. Keep going.
If you're a trained fighter for years and years,
yeah,
somebody goes like this to you, like raises their hands or flexes on you, you're not thinking like, oh, should I? He just went pop pop, like it was so fast, you know.
It would.
That's thousands and thousands of hours of.
I wonder if I could dodge a punch from Joe Schilling.
No. You can't.
Let me see that punch again. Because like, I think I have an uncanny ability to dodge punches.
Go to YouTube and do it. Go to YouTube.
By the way, I'm setting this up for people to just take swings at me on the road.
Yeah, let's not have that happen.
Yeah, it is a horrible idea. Overdoing chewing. The risk of doing a chewing marathon? What happened to that guy's face? God, the internet knows what I want. Yeah, okay. I want to see this, okay?
So apparently right. This guy was...
Hit pause. Because immediately this guy is projecting,
yeah,
fucking like fucking boom,
yeah,
you know,
and he's being loud, and the story was
a racial slur towards a busboy.
Ah,
what do you think that racial slur was, Tom? You're allowed to say them.
No, I speak English. I don't know.
Okay, here we go.
Can't play that.
He's like, okay, move.
Excuse me.
What'd you say?
Okay, I couldn't dodge that. I mean, like, and I really think that, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Wow.
See how he raised his hands to him? Right there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what Joe Schilling's doing is what I do a lot.
Yeah.
If you step to me like that, I bet Joe Schilling and I...
Go back a few seconds, because like, he's blocking the way, right? He's like, I'm trying to get by. He's like, watch out, man. And then he says something to him.
Joe Schilling, by the way, I would be shaking. If I just hit somebody, I'd be shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh.
Well, that's somebody that's hit people.
By the way, this is also a guy who doesn't know how to read shirts. Turn around. Wait. Do the give me in. What is it? What does his shirt say?
Something cage.
Ring. Ready? He should be reading his shirt right now. Hit pause. King of the cage.
King cage. Oh, no. I can't read it. Can you read it in there?
No.
No? Yeah, you don't.
It's really out of focus. Oof. Oh, parking?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ring cage parking lot. Okay. Oof. Well, there you go. That guy's fucked, man.
And you know what's crazy? Hang on. Let's see whose fault it really is. Go. Ready? Hang on. Sweet. Okay? Okay, technically, you ready for this?
Yeah.
In the universe, the sliding door universe, this is the waiter's fault. Because the waiter went over, and had the waiter not walked over at that time, that guy wouldn't have walked over and gotten in front of Joe Schilling. So if you're looking at like the whole big seat,
because
he went over to talk to the waiter.
No, I don't think so.
It's obviously not the waiter's fault. It's the fucking...
No, but I'm saying that this guy is so... He's drunk, and he gets in the path right there. I wonder what he said to him. But the best is that he raises his arms.
Do you know Joe Schilling?
No. But I wouldn't...
Let me see it.
I wouldn't do this to him.
I follow Joe Schilling. Let's see if Joe Schilling follows me. Nope. Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does follow me. He follows you too, Tom. Cody No Love. There's a lot of MMA fighters I feel like I know because I follow them.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, but you don't know them at all. Like, but I feel like because I follow them, I know them. You know what I mean?
Right, on Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram. I only fuck with Instagram. I haven't looked at Twitter in a very long time. Yeah. I took Twitter off my phone so that I have to use it like this, Tommy. I took it off my phone so if I use Twitter, I've got to use the mobile version on my phone. And I end up not using it because I can't see it.
Yeah.
So I never really use Twitter anymore. I don't even post on Twitter. I usually post like polls and stuff. Like, I can't wait until these names go viral. And people do videos. Make sure you do videos and discuss our names, okay? Remember, let's go through it top to bottom, and then I'm going to get on a plane and go home.
Okay.
Oliver.
Unattentive driver.
Give me a sentence. I'm going to say a name, and then you give me a sentence using an Oliver, okay? Oliver.
Dude, I was trying to get here on time, but as I got on the highway, a fucking Oliver was not in the right lane, which had already, there was an Oliver in the fucking left lane, yeah, which makes me just want to fucking lose my mind. Oliver driving 45 in the left lane.
That's a good one, Tom. That was a good one. That was a good one. Okay.
Sorry, I got a little random.
No, I like it. I like it. Sound like you were being a little bit of a Liam, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that all women are Olivers? That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Liam.
And that's arrogant know-it-all.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Ari can be such a Liam sometimes.
I was thinking. Oh, fucking Liam Shafir over here. Dude, Joe Schilling knocked out a Randy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Give me a good... give me a good Randy sentence.
Randy sentence? You know, whenever... whenever I hear a Maddie, sometimes I get all Randy because... yeah, Maddie's talk softly. Randy's are very violent.
Oh my god.
Okay. I have to push my inner Randy down sometimes, don't you?
I don't have an inner Randy.
No, like everyone has an inner Randy. So there is an element of Randy in everyone, right?
Oh yeah, I swallow my Randy constantly.
Right.
I swallow my Randy all the time.
Yeah.
Cuz I know for a fact there are, by the way, we need a new one, and it's called a Schilling, and that's someone who is going to be better than you. Wait, do we have that already?
No.
We need, what is a Schilling is a guy who knows exactly what he's doing and exactly how to do it when you think you know the exact same thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's like the Dunning-Kruger meets their match.
Yeah. So it's like, dude, I literally, you ready for this? Tom and I went to play tennis and he found out I was a straight up Schilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. A Schilling is a guy who knows how to do what you think you know how to do 10 times better than you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we call it a Joe Schilling?
It's too wordy.
Okay. Just a Schilling.
Just a Schilling. Yeah.
Just a Schilling.
Okay.
We could call it a Joe.
We got to wrap.
We got to wrap.
You got to go.
I got to go. Thank you very much for my birthday present.
You're welcome.
By the way, I wish I was staying here longer. I really do.
It'd be fun.
I know. I'm kind of bummed that I have to leave right now.
It sucks that the calendar's like this, but you're coming back, and I am going to L.A., and we're going to fuck around in L.A. too.
We're going to fuck around in L.A. and do an episode or maybe two at my place.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back. I'm on the road in December in Austin, Sugarland, Abilene, Austin, Grand Prairie, El Paso, Phoenix, New Orleans.
You're out there.
Yeah, New Year's Eve at the Met, two shows. Where are you at New Year's Eve?
Hawaii, the Hawaii Theater.
What?
In Honolulu, yeah.
Wait, in Honolulu?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I got to hook you up with Nathan Florence. Can I get him tickets?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do a group text.
Okay.
Bring all my I love these fucking surfer kids.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
All right. We got to roll.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, bye. Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert, one goes to
topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.